Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we are heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And as I was praying about what the Lord would have me share, we're going to go over some basics of our Christian faith. You know, there is a danger as we walk with the Lord and grow in the things of God to think that we have mastered a particular subject or have a particular understanding. And while it is good to move on in the things of the Lord, God's Word is a living Word. And so while we can read the same Bible over and over, year after year, reading the parables, reading the Old Testament, there can be new understanding and new insight that the Holy Spirit gives us simply because we are or should be in a continual state of growth. It's a dangerous thing just to be in a status quo or a place where there's no movement spiritually, because God, just as in our natural physical life, just as a child is born into this world, there's infancy, there's the toddler stage, there's childhood, there's the teen years, there's maturity, early maturity, later maturity, and the elderly years of one's life if one leads a full and normal life. And so there are various seasons in our lives, and with each of those seasons, we have new experiences and new understandings. And so that's why the Word of God is so vital, because even though we may be familiar with a passage, there are always new insights, new revelation to be gained through the Holy Spirit in terms of application to our lives or understanding of spiritual truth. And so, as I say, I'm sharing some very simple things, but we also have to understand we are all in different stages of growth. As God births new souls, new children into His kingdom, it's necessary, as the Word of God says, for them to hunger after the sincere milk of the Word. And so, regardless of where we might be, take a particular congregation. There may be some saints of God that are new in the faith, and there may be some that have served God for decades. But the Holy Spirit has a marvelous, wonderful way of taking the simplicity of the Word of God and making it alive and vital to every single person in that congregation, if indeed the Word is anointed by God. And so, beloved, let us never grow weary or come to a place mentally we think, well, I know that, you know, I want to go into deeper things. Because, beloved, let us not ever get into a place of spiritual pride or thinking that we are possessed of accomplishment or possessed of mastery of a particular subject. Because I don't know about you, I find that the older I get, the littler I know. That's I think an important part of wisdom. The more wisdom you gain, the more knowledge and experience, you realize how little indeed you know. But the wonderful thing is we know one who is the source of all knowledge, all wisdom, all glory, all beauty, and that is the God that we serve. Praise God. So let's go back to a passage in the Old Testament, and there are principles that God established. That's why it says in the Word of God, those examples were given to us for our learning, for our admonition. And there's a passage found in Exodus, the 12th chapter, verses 13 and 14, where the Word of God says, the blood, this is speaking now, the blood of the Passover lamb, that was the Jewish feast that was instituted as God's people were being extricated, delivered out of Egyptian bondage. The word says, the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. Of course, today, where is our house? It's our physical bodies, right? And when I see the blood, this is the Lord speaking, I will pass over you. And in the case of Egypt, there was a destroying angel who would go by and smite all those who didn't have the blood, the firstborn, on the lintels of the door. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord through your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. And one of the most glorious accounts of God's delivering power truly is the story, the narrative of how God brought his people out of the land of Egypt through the wilderness and into Canaan. And you've probably heard many messages how Canaan is our promised land. He's brought us out of the wilderness of the world, out of bondage to the world through a wilderness journey into the promised land. So I'd like to share some very basic, simple things with you. What does it mean to be in Egypt? Well, when God created Adam and Eve in the beginning, he gave them dominion over the earth and all that he had created, including for Adam the privilege of naming the creatures that God had created. But when they willfully sinned against God, when they disobeyed God, God withdrew his Holy Spirit from their human spirits, and as a result, man was empty. Oh, he did have a body. He possessed a functioning soul with mind, emotions, and will, but he was empty of God's abiding presence. And with that death, with that separation from God, there was not only spiritual death, there was destruction, heartache, sorrow, pain, disease, disfellowship of the human race. And it's important to understand Adam chose this because he disobeyed. This was not God's will. And man became destitute of that spiritual life, which was his only by virtue of God's abiding presence. God had left him. And in fact, they were driven from that beautiful garden of paradise, as well as his personal fellowship and friendship. And so the consequences of sin was the absence of spiritual life. This is the wages of sin, not the ultimate consequences of sin someday, but that which has been a consequence of sin ever since Adam fell and is now the consequence of sin to all who haven't been saved from this condition. That's why it's salvation only through a knowledge and acceptance of the sacrifice of the perfect Lamb of God, of Jesus Christ. And it is through his blood that we can be saved from this condition of spiritual death. This is the spiritual condition, spiritual death, that we're all born into. And as a result, we become easy marks for the ravages of sin and the work of the enemy, since we disobeyed God, since sin came into man's heart. And this sin principle is referred to in the Bible, the scriptures, as the flesh. Now, this is not our physical human body. Our body in itself is not sinful, but the flesh, which the Bible speaks of, is that old nature which has an evil bias, if you will, and it can be used as a satanic agency from which springs all of man's own inbred wickedness. Jesus said in the 7th chapter of the Gospel of Mark, verses 20 through 23, that which comes out of the man, that defiles the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. What was Jesus talking about? He was talking about the flesh, or the flesh of the carnal nature. And so Egypt represents our natural condition of spiritual death. The Egyptian taskmasters represent the tyrannical control over our human behavior. We're basically pawns of the devil. Now, the unsaved, they think they're in bondage to no one. They do not understand that they are ruled by the God of this world. They think they are free agents, but only when one gets saved can you realize you were not free, but you were indeed in bondage. Paul states in Romans the 7th chapter, verses 19 and 20, he talks about this human dilemma of someone who is saved as they begin to reflect on this warfare that goes on within them. He said, "For the good that I would do, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is not more I that do it, but sin." You see the sin principle that dwelleth in me. Sin, in this sense, means the same thing as the flesh, the root that bears the fruit. And in this, our flesh dwells no good thing. It is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. That's Romans 8, 7. Well, beloved, my time has quickly drawing to a close, and I must stop here, and we'll just pick up tomorrow on the sequence of thought in this message, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. And if any time you're not able to, please go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But as always, I invite you to write and share your prayer requests. This is a ministry of prayer and correspondence that God has raised up and been in continuous ministry to the saints of God since 1965, when it was established by my late husband, Reverend Neil Glass. So just know that I love you, pray for you every day, my partners, my radio family. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.